KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In local news, a public hearing will be held at the Atlantic High School this evening with regard to an amendment to the 2014-15 Atlantic School District budget. During the hearing, which will take place in the high school media center at 7:30, the Board of Education will hear from district patrons who may speak for or against the amendment for a limited time. And following the hearing, the board will enter into a work session during which they'll act on approving the 2014-15 budget amendment, along with a reduction in the force list for non-certified staff and the employment of a high school English teacher. The board will also discuss the physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, vote slated for September, and they'll receive presentations with regard to the Iowa Assessments and Linda Boot Bell Learning Processes program. Hundreds of mourners gathered in an Omaha church with several thousand more and at a nearby arena to pay their respects Tuesday for Iowa native and Omaha police officer Carrie Orozco. The 29-year-old new mother was fatally shot in the line of duty last Wednesday at a shootout with a wanted man who was also killed. Dozens of law officers were called to attention as Officer Orozco's flag-draped casket was brought to St. John's Catholic Church in the midst of a steady rain. And in a tradition that dates back centuries for a fallen comrade, a riderless horse was escorted to the steps of the church as rows of uniformed officers saluted. A church on the Creighton University campus holds about 700 people, and it was packed for the service. Hundreds of law officers from Nebraska, Iowa, and elsewhere were part of the overflow crowd that watched the funeral on the Jumbotron TVs at the CenturyLink Center in downtown Omaha. The Reverend William Bond of St. Joseph's Parish was among the speakers. Reverend Bond said the very large crowd was assembled for a series of reasons.
Perhaps the reason so many people are here is respect. And all of you who are here to show your respect for Carrie and for all of our law enforcement officials and other first responders who place their lives in danger every day to protect and promote the common good.
He called Orozco a servant of God who made prayer a part of her daily routines, including in her squad car.
O God, whom mercy and forgiveness belong, hear our prayers on behalf of your servant Carrie, whom you've called out of this world. And because she put her hope and trust in you, command that she be carried safely home to heaven and come to enjoy your eternal reward.
Reverend Bond had been performed the wedding service for Officer Orozco and her husband, Hector, and Bond thanked the hundreds of law officers in attendance for their service.
I do want all of our police and other law enforcement officers and first responders to know we respect each one of you. We know that all of you, every day when you go to work, show yourselves willing to make that ultimate sacrifice for us.
Orozco was laid to rest in a dark blue coffin with burial at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Council Bluffs. She was the first female police officer to die in the line of duty in Omaha history. Orozco was shot and killed Wednesday afternoon while serving an arrest warrant. She was from Walnut and a resident of Council Bluffs and was married and had three children. Her daughter, Olivia, was born premature on February 17th and had been hospitalized since birth. The infant was due to be released from the hospital the day after the shooting, the same day Orozco was to begin her maternity leave. Orozco was on the police force for more than 7 years. She coached baseball since 2009 in the North Omaha Boys and Girls Club. She volunteered with the Special Olympics, was the president of the police officers' ball to benefit the Special Olympics. She took in rescue dogs and was a Girl Scout mentor. Omaha's police chief called Orozco a treasured member of the department and her death a tragedy. In other news, two people were arrested recently in Mills County. The sheriff's office said Tuesday 28-year-old Connor Matthew Turek of Arlington, Nebraska, was arrested just after 2 a.m. Saturday on Interstate 29. Turek was charged with OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And at around 1:25 a.m. Tuesday, 27-year-old Miles Dustin Longcore of Malvern was arrested for disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $300. Two people were injured during a chain reaction crash Friday afternoon in Mills County. The sheriff's office said at around 4:10 p.m., a 2002 Oldsmobile driven by Marilyn Kreisinger of Griswold, was turning right into the Emerson Cemetery from Highway 59 when her car was hit from behind by a 2006 Chevy driven by Alexandra Sherman of Shenandoah. Following the collision, Sherman's car crossed into the opposite lane, forcing a 2014 Dodge driven by Dale Lauver of Council Bluffs to swerve right. When the Dodge made contact with Sherman's vehicle, the impact caused Lauver's vehicle to spin around and end up in the north ditch. Sherman and a passenger of the Kreisinger vehicle, Judy Korytowski of Omaha, were transported to Red Oak by Red Oak Rescue. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.